Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Cara Lorello, reading my own poem, Silent Spring. The city is in the throes of quarantine, but the river's pulse is calm, the picture surrounding it serene, untouched by headlines and slog. I sought it out, unable to keep confined to the four-wall pocket of the apartment, any excuse to be one in a midst of other bodies, though few, traipsing the near-empty park grounds, keeping 6 feet of distance, one body to the next. While sitting beside the concrete shadow of paved steps besides the river falls, my light-sensitive eyes focused, saw the prune-red thorn bushes, sprouted spider-like from yellowed grass knolls, long uncut and spotted with weeds. All that contrast of color and form, nature's response to the human touch, melds to it rather than resists. Like the soft turnover of waves, mixed with the clink of bicycle spokes, jogger footfalls, the distant traffic hum over birdsong. A marmot's brown mound emerged sudden from the shadow of the wall, as if giving me cue to leave his realm. I rose slow, resisting want to stay, before spotting a rust-brown pair of horns just beyond the cliff's edge, body of a ram following. It took a moment to register its mid-stride pose, the orange rain streaks on its flanks, and complete lack of movement to my jump. A life-size sculpture from the city's park restoration project, erected less than a year before. Beyond the ram, two raccoons stood head-to-head in a frozen tussle, and I thought then of money, the thing on all our minds, the thing that put these sculptures here, a way to keep the image of nature in nature before it was tamed, uninhibited by concrete walls, roadways, the people sprawling to and from their in-place shelters, ears pine for the government's PSA, idle hands and minds on edge, ready to drop like stones into water. That was Silent Spring, written by me, Cara Lorello. Thanks for listening to the Poetry Moment.